CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The election methods for the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China have been approved at a presidium meeting. Liu Yunshan, Secretary General of the Congress, briefed the meeting about the proposed name lists for the candidates of members and alternate members of the new CPC Central Committee, as well as members of the party's discipline watchdog. The proposed name lists will be submitted to all delegations for consideration. Meanwhile, a name list of ballot scrutineers has also been approved by the presidium and will be ratified by the Congress before the final vote begins. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a congratulatory message to the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. In his message, Li Keqiang says the two sides have made significant headway in promoting stability and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. The Chinese Premier is calling on Ardern's new government to expand on their comprehensive strategic partnership. Ardern was announced as the new Prime Minister of New Zealand on Thursday after the New Zealand First Party agreed to a coalition with her Labour Party. The announcement came 26 days after the country's election ended without a clear winner. The 37-year-old Ardern will be the nation's youngest leader in more than 150 years. The Chinese Ministry of Culture says the country will build national cultural demonstration zones to serve as a driving force for cultural development. The first batch of 10 zones include the Chengde Mountain Resort in Hebei Province, Beijing Road Culture-Oriented Core Area in Guangdong Province, and Whitehorse Lake Creative Eco-City in Zhejiang Province. The zones will be named National Cultural Demonstration Zones after examinations in 3 years' time. The zones feature industries ranging from tourism, fine arts, and entertainment to design and animation. As many as 71 people were killed and 83 others wounded when two separate suicide bombs ripped through two mosques in the Afghan capital Kabul and Western Ghor province, respectively, on Friday evening. Official figures show a total of 41 worshippers were killed and 61 others wounded after a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a Shiite mosque west of Kabul. Meanwhile, 30 people have been killed and 22 others wounded when an assailant struck a mosque in Western Ghor province. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadly Kabul attack, while no group has so far commented for the Ghor incident. Philippine authorities say Abu Sayyaf leader Ismilan Hapalan has been killed in an assault in the Philippine southern city of Marawi. The Philippine Defense Ministry has cited the FBI in making the announcement. The Philippine military killed Hapalan and another extremist leader during an assault on Monday. Hapalan, with the alleged link to Islamic State extremists, is one of the most wanted terrorist leaders in the Philippines. He was among those who led a May 23rd attack on Marawi. More than 1,000 people have been killed in the ongoing war that broke out after that, prompting Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte to place the region under martial law. On Tuesday, Duterte declared to have liberated Marawi from the IS militants. Official data is suggesting the U.S. has posted its biggest fiscal deficit since 2013. Figures from the Treasury Department show the federal deficit grew to more than $660 billion U.S. dollars in the 2017 fiscal year, which ended on September 30th. For the past fiscal year, revenues increased by 1%, while spending rose by 3%. The fiscal gap accounted for 3.5% of the country's GDP, 0.3% higher than the previous year. The U.S. Senate has approved a budget resolution that would add up to $1.5 trillion U.S. dollars to the fiscal deficit over the next decade. Chinese tech giant Huawei says its mobile phone shipments have exceeded 100 million in the first three quarters of this year. That figure represents a 19% increase year-on-year. The company says the growth raised its operating revenue by more than 30% from January to September. The number of Huawei retail outlets has increased by 19% year-on-year to 42,300 worldwide. Meanwhile, Huawei also says it is planning medium and high-end products to expand its global market and upgrade its brand image. Huawei has now passed Apple to become the world's second-largest mobile phone company in market share in June and July, trailing only behind Samsung. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.